Tesla's Borrowed Mind, 1898. In 1898, Serbian-American inventor Nikola Tesla, 1856 through 1943, gave a remarkable demonstration of a radio-controlled boat, which he maneuvered in front of awestruck spectators, some of whom thought magic, telepathy, or a trained monkey might be involved. When a New York Times reporter learned of this world's first radio-controlled vessel, he suggested that Tesla's invention could serve as a weapon of war, carrying dynamite. Tesla told the reporter to think beyond wireless torpedoes and realized that this represented the first of a race of automatons. The word robot was not yet used. Mechanical men that would perform the laborious work of the human race. In his 1900 essay, The Problem of Increasing Human Energy, Tesla wrote about his aquatic automatons. The knowledge, experience, judgment, the mind, so to speak, of the distant operator was embodied in that machine, which was thus enabled to move and to perform all its operations with reason and intelligence. The automatons so far constructed had borrowed minds, so to speak, as each merely formed part of the distant operator. Tesla went even further to suggest that an automaton may be contrived that will have its own mind and be able, independent of any operator, left entirely to itself, to perform in response to external influences affecting its sensitive organs, a great variety of acts and operations, as if it had intelligence. Tesla is often considered a great prophet of our modern technological age, where ultra-realistic androids, that is, humanoid robots like Nadine and Sophia, stun and baffle spectators with their ability to carry on conversations. In fact, Tesla believed that humans were mere automatons that responded to eternal stimuli and thought and acted accordingly. And among his grand ideas was the construction of an automaton which would mechanically represent me and which would respond as I do myself, but of course, in a much more primitive manner to external influences. Such an automaton evidently had to have motive power, organs for locomotion, directive organs, and one or more sensitive organs so adapted as to be excited by external stimuli. Whether the automaton be of flesh and bone or of wood and steel, it matters little, provided it could perform all of the duties required of it like an intelligent being. See also Lethal Military Robots, 1942, The Human Use of Human Beings, 1950, Autonomous Vehicles, 1984.